Tomorrow, the Senate Intelligence Committee will take up the nomination of General Michael Hayden to head the CIA. And he's sure to face many questions about domestic monitoring programs put in place when he headed the National Security Agency. Senator Pat Roberts, Republican of Kansas, chairs the Intelligence Committee, and he'll be chairing tomorrow's hearing. Senator Roberts, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. My privilege.
You've been in a closed-door briefing today about those NSA monitoring activities. I wonder if you've gotten any new information, anything you didn't know before.
Well, number one, I would call it a surveillance capability. I don't want to get real picky with words, but...
You don't like the word monitoring.
Well, if you say monitoring, that gives the impression that that the government is actually listening to the content of the calls, and that's not correct. If you do that in terms of a phone call from a U.S. phone number to U.S., you have to get a court order and all of that. So at any rate, I think our briefing went very well. As you may know, originally we started out with only two members of the Intelligence Committee on the House and Senate, and the leadership. That was called the Gang of Eight, and that was done for years and years and years. We do now have a very different situation with the terrorist war and the terrorist threat that is ongoing, and we have a very capable system that is able to detect and deter and stop these terrorist attacks. And so consequently, we felt it was important. We moved from 2 to 5 to 7. We had a subcommittee that was scrutinizing this program and doing oversight. It was my feeling that it was very important to expand that to the full committee so that we could tell the American public, yes, we're doing our oversight, yes, we're doing our constitutional responsibility, yes, we are scrutinizing the program.
Let me clarify, because it seems we're talking about two different programs, one of which does involve monitoring. It involves domestic calls to numbers overseas back and forth. The other has to do with the collection of phone records, which did not involve monitoring. Regardless, I wanted to ask you about a comment from your colleagues, Republican Senator Arlen Specter, who made the point over the weekend that there has been no meaningful congressional oversight of these programs. Do you agree?
No, I don't. Arlen has not been read into the operational details of the program. I have ever since the inception of the program, along with Senator Rockefeller, and along with our two counterparts in the House, and along with the leadership. If you attend these briefings, and there have been many of them, and you ask tough questions, and you get the answers that you want back, or if you don't, you go back and you ask another question, and you make sure of it. I don't know what part of oversight that is not. Basically, that was expanded so that we had a 7-member subcommittee. We've had, 3 or 4 hearings, numerous briefings. We've actually gone out and seen the program at work. We visited with the people who run it. I don't know of any program that is more scrutinized than this one, so we have had oversight. Senator Specter has not been read into the operational details, and so I think that is his concern.
You're saying that you are read into it. I'm curious, then, if you're saying that you have had oversight directly of the program, as has been reported, that under which the NSA has collected millions of phone records of domestic calls.
Well, basically, if you want to get into that, we're talking about business records. We're not listening to anybody. This isn't a situation where if I call you, you call me, or if I call home or whatever, that conversation is being listened to.
But those records are being kept and turned over to the government.
I really can't comment on the details of the program. I can just tell you that basically what we have is a very highly minimized military capability to detect and deter and stop terrorist attacks, and that's precisely what it does. My worry is with all of the leaks and all the misinformation about the program, some of which I really can't set the record straight, where I can't set the record straight because it is classified, really worries me. We could lose this program. The fact that we have not had a major attack since 9/11, and the fact we've been able to stop attacks, I think, is very significant. And we could lose the program, and I think America would be less safe.
I'd like to ask you a question about the legality here. In your view, is basic phone information, in other words, the phone numbers that I've dialed from my telephone at home to somebody else in the United States, is that protected, or does the government have a right to know about that without a warrant?
All right. We've got a Smith versus Maryland Supreme Court case indicating that it should come as no surprise that law enforcement officials and intelligence analysts use what's called business records to prosecute crime or to try to protect the country from terrorists. We do that with child pornographers, with drug dealers, with the mafia, and with terrorists. And the Supreme Court held that those records do not come under the protection of the Fourth Amendment, which is the civil liberties provision. What we did today, by adding in the 8 members of the committee, that means 15 members on the Senate side, and I think they have over 20 on the House side, plus the leadership. We have a much greater number of members who are now fully briefed into the operational details of the program. If they have any questions about the legality of the program, obviously they will be asking those questions. I was satisfied from the first that the president does have that authority under his executive ability to protect the nation during a time of national security, a threat to our national security.
But Senator Roberts, you know, it's a very different thing to say it's okay to monitor one guy whom we suspect of child pornography. It's another thing to do a blanket search or data mining of millions and millions of people.
We're not data mining, and I can't really get into the specifics of what the program is about, and that's what you're trying to get me to do, and it's classified, and I don't... I trust the American people. I would like to make every aspect of this program public to the American people, but when you do that, it is no longer classified, and you're making it public to Al-Qaeda. And that's something we can't do. You have to balance basically national security against civil liberties and what we stand for. Now, I'm an old journalist or an old newspaper man. I strongly believe in the First Amendment, and I certainly believe in the Fourth Amendment. But the way the program works, I can't comment on that. I can't comment on the accuracy in regards to the articles in the New York Times or the USA Today. But I can tell you that I do believe the program is legal. I do believe that the president does have the authority to act in this particular case to protect our national security. And I do think there are quite a few legal precedents. I don't want to get into citing all those for the listeners. That would take much too much mm-hmm. time.
Let me ask you briefly, when General Hayden comes before your committee tomorrow for a confirmation hearing, do you feel going into that hearing that he's the right man for the job to head the CIA?
Well, I think you're really starting to focus on what we ought to be focusing on the committee as opposed to the capability we have to stop terrorists, and that is is he qualified? Does he have the experience? When he goes to the CIA, if he is confirmed, will he be able to continue to make the transitional changes that we need to make in the intelligence community, more especially in the CIA, without really becoming an enemy of the institution? And there are a lot of aspects to that. I don't know of anybody that has more professional experience in intelligence in the Washington area than General Hayden.
Senator Pat Roberts, Republican of Kansas, is chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee.